Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But what can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaves Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It is my honor to bring to the line for the very, very first time, Shaniqua Shande. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I really mean that. First of all, what an incredible talent. Let me just lead on in with that. Shaniqua, you've done so much, and you have just, first of all, we love everything, but I'm going to start with the music.
Yes.
Okay, this incredible song that just, it resonates with me, but I'm going to have you tell us about, literally tell us about something about you. And the incredible video and all of that. So please tell us the inspiration for the song and how it all came about.
The inspiration is me. I honestly had never seen a really healthy romantic relationship as a child and didn't think it was possible for women who look like me. So I prioritized my career. And in self-discovery and really just tapping into God and, of course, therapy and all of the things, I'm like, well, that's a lie. Black women can have it all. That's something that the world would like us to believe, that we have to either be career women or barefoot and pregnant. But we can honestly do both. We can have everything that everyone else has. We can have life abundantly. And so in that, I wrote about the love story that I wanted, or at least that resonated with me, is about a woman who is busy. And love comes, and it makes her realize that it can be a priority for her. There's a safe space that he offers and lets her know that this is real. And so the song is called Something About You Could Change My Mind. And the music video, which is directed by the incredible Megan Good,
amazing.
I cannot get over. Isn't that a blessing? An that icon is, directed my first music video.
And it is a beautiful video, by the way. It's beautifully done, well crafted on every level. I just love from top to bottom. Outstanding. Absolutely.
It is such a blessing, too, because, like, my celeb friends came out. We've got Jackie Long in it, and a Lori Swank, and Isaac Keys plays my love interest. And, yes, and we just wanted to show a different type of leading lady, a different type of romantic couple that hasn't been shown before. We wanted to show a curvy woman stomping the red carpet and becoming a Hollywood it girl, and allow people who feel like they haven't been represented on screen to see this and be like, yes, we're chosen, we're loved, we're fabulous, we're luxurious in fashion and couture. And it's this also this beautiful time capsule, because a lot of the moments in it are actual red carpets and Harlem parties. So I look at it and I'm like, oh, I remember season one, you know, it's really cool.
Well, I'm loving this that, you know, when you mention about, you know, representation, you haven't always seen representation out there. But I've got to say, these days, it looks like the world is slowly changing. Maybe it could speed up a little bit with the process.
It could. We still live in a world where Angela Bassett does not have an Oscar. So we can definitely speed up.
Was that not just debilitating on every level, and folks are looking at that from so many different angles. I did not know that it was going to resonate so deeply. So you as an actress, what do you say? How do you process that whole thing?
I know. It's so, because right, the activist in me wants to be like, we don't need them. We can just do our own thing.
Exactly.
Right? But don't you still want the promotion? Because winning an Oscar is not only being honored by the Academy, it offers a career promotion. All of a sudden, you're getting paid more because you have Oscar award winner beside you, and you get access to greater materials. So who wouldn't want in any field where they've, like, dedicated their whole entire lives?
Exactly.
And Angela Bassett is literally one of the greatest actors, male or female, to ever grace the screen.
Absolutely.
And of course we all want that promotion, and we want it for her. And so part of me is like, we don't need them, but we don't have anything that gives that verification the way an Oscar does. It opens
exactly
so many doors.
When I think about my routine each morning, I'm usually giving myself a wake-up pep talk. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Nicole Marie, my incredible, I call world famous co-host. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about you, but when I wake up each day here in Brooklyn, New York, and I know you're down in Water Valley, Mississippi, this is something I do every day, which is called like a, it's kind of like an inspirational type words, or I think you called it a morning, like an affirmation.
Affirmation.
Yes. Do you do something like that, too? Do you give yourself, like, a pep talk when you get up in the morning?
I definitely do, Carrie. I, when I get up, I say a prayer, and I call it a affirmation self-talk. And I'm talking to myself to get myself going for the day, to pump myself up. Whatever it is I'm going to face today, I'm going to conquer it. And I'm talking to myself. I'm you know, kind of boasting myself up for the day. And, yes, I do that every morning.
I love that. I really do. And you're the first – this is the first time I've had a guest on my my early morning kind of like private chats with that we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is really great. I think it's important. I think we always have to remind ourselves and others, you know, take some time. And usually before I get out of bed, I'm literally just lying still. And like you, I'm thinking, okay, what do I have to do this morning? What do I have to accomplish? And most times I feel very different. You know, whatever I've gone to bed with the night before in my mind is not weighing on me anymore in the morning. I've forgotten
right.
whatever that feeling was. Isn't that something?
Right.
So you have a feeling of positivity that kind of takes
right.
over your spirit and soul.
It's very important to have that quiet time.
Yeah.
To be able to focus and just think about, okay, what do I have going on for today? What do I need to focus on?
Exactly.
And then also it's so critical to encourage yourself. Sometimes I think we look to other people to pump us up and, yeah, rah, 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 but we have to do that for ourselves.
Well, I love it.
So very, very important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I have to just say this is just the beginning of this, and that's what we're here for, the Hair Radio Morning Show, to remind you of just how beautiful you are. I say we put the you put the you in beautiful. And we're
exactly.
real excited about that. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more on the way. And up next is the incredible Maggie Anderson. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores
in black neighborhoods. And people know, black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
I'ma bring a wow,
yeah.
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 I'ma bring a wow,
wow.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And we'd like to welcome to Hair Radio Dr. Linda Amerson. Doctor, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hines, for having me today.
Well, we're glad that you're here. Now, along with myself, you also, we have a special treat, Darlene Alexander, who is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc. Now, they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products, is on the line as well, and she'll be co-hosting with us. So a special treat for us and the listeners of Hair Radio. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Oh, thank you, Carrie, for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, we want to jump on in to this very, very big subject. And I guess the first thing that we probably want to do is to tell everyone that hair loss is so vast, and there's so many different parts to it. But if we must break it down and start at the beginning, and Darlene, you can certainly jump on in, but I'm thinking that Dr. Amerson, maybe it would be a good idea for you to tell everyone about or what exactly is alopecia and the general topic of hair loss.
Okay, absolutely. Alopecia is the medical term for hair loss, and it is a very broad umbrella for several different categories of alopecia, and many consumers do not realize that, and sometimes that is not always conveyed in a very layman's term to them, that just because one person has one category, the other person may have something totally different or a combination of different types of alopecia. So what I do in my practice, I am a doctor of trichology, which means I have furthered my education, and my level is directly below dermatology and right above cosmetology and barber styling. So I actually get to the root of the problem by incorporating microscopes to give an accurate diagnosis. I look at internal factors as well as external factors, which is very, very important to have regrowth possible at all.
Absolutely. Now, would you tell us a little bit on what some of those internal factors might be?
Some of the internal factors may include nutrition. Now, nutrition is a very, very important factor. Other factors could be mechanical, such as the type of heat appliances that a person uses, whether it's the flat iron or the curling iron or the waving iron, et cetera. These are also contributors to some of the scalp damage and hair damage that I see on a daily basis.
Now, how much of this, just to kind of go back a little bit, Dr. Amerson, how much of this would you say is a real problem? Like, say, for the general public, do you have any idea how many people are actually suffering with hair loss just overall, just an idea?
Yes, absolutely. The latest statistics is over 80 million Americans are affected with some form of alopecia.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that is amazing.
Now, Dr. Amerson, when you said that you stated about the types of alopecia, now, can a person also have two types of alopecia?
Oh, absolutely. There can be multiple types of alopecia and scalp disorders that occur simultaneously.
Okay.
For example, I've seen cases where they may have alopecia areata, they may have seborrheic dermatitis, they may have telogen effluvium, they may have inflammation of the scalp, erythema, pruritus, as well as hair breakage. So
yes.
So that is definitely a possibility.
Wow. Wow. Now, what are some of the treatments for these types of alopecia?
That depends on, I take it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
I look at the most, if it's in just a scalp condition, for example, if a person comes in and they complain about their scalp is just itching profusely, and I see bacterial infections on the scalp, I see hair breakage, hair thinning, inflammation, and pruritus. Well, the most severe condition needs to be assessed first, which is the bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I will address first. Once that is cleared, the scalp is much healthier.
Right.
And then we can concentrate on the hair regrowth process. I find that so many consumers, they want to just focus on the hair regrowth.
Yes.
And they do not think the importance of the scalp is as vital as it should be. So that is something that I constantly have to educate my patients and other consumers, that a healthy scalp is the utmost vital to a healthy hair.
Wow. That is just very interesting, very interesting. Wow.
Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today the topic discussion is on hair loss, and I am co-hosting today's program with Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc., and they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And you can, of course, reach them at heavenlyessence.net, and we'll be talking with Darlene a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Now, along with Darlene, I'm so very proud to have with us today a very special person. She is an expert in this arena. Her name is Dr. Linda Amerson. And Doctor, we again welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure to have you. Now,
yes.
We so much appreciate a lot of the light that you're shedding on this. And we know it's a ginormous and vast topic. And there are so many different layers to this. What are some of the resources that you might suggest for someone who thinks that they are, you know, dealing with hair loss? Where might you direct them to find
it? I definitely suggest for them to seek an expert, such as a board-certified trichologist, to actually get to the root of the problem. Because I find that so many consumers, they want to first ask their family members, they want to ask their friends, and then they go online and YouTube. So they look on YouTube, and there's a lot of misinformation that's on YouTube. And that's another thing that I educate my patients and clients on. Don't believe everything that you see on YouTube. There are so many concoctions that are on there, and then there are also a lot of non-professionals who are telling their journey of how they are transitioning from, you know, the relaxer to the natural hair, and they consider themselves experts, and they are not. What I find is I see, you know, quite a different, I would say, different ethnicities that come into my clinic. In the natural hair community, I get a lot of questions about their hair. Once I show them under my microscope that their scalp is unhealthy and that there are other conditions present there, they are just so amazed because they have been focusing so much on their hair, and their scalp has lacked the vital cleansing and proper care that will help with healthier hair growth and the hair just looking healthier overall. And
my big question to you, I was thinking all of this time, I'm thinking, is there anyone who would be able to avoid hair loss? It seems like hair loss affects almost everybody on some level or shape or form or fashion. So I was thinking, what could be done? Is there anything we can do to avoid hair loss? And then I just heard you mention about healthy hair and scalp, so I'm thinking that that's probably something that jumps out at me. But I'll ask you, Dr. Amerson, what are some of the things, if there's anything that we can do to, you know, kind of avoid having hair loss to begin with?
That is a question that it really depends on a case-by-case basis, because not everyone falls into the same category, and then there are also medical conditions that must be analyzed. There are several, another example, there are so many consumers that take prescription medications.
Yes.
Over 300 medications have a side effect of alopecia and hair thinning, and some of them even scalp conditions. So those must be factors. There must be factors as far as hairstyles. You know, we know that the lace front wigs are very, very prevalent. When a person starts to thin, they want to go to the hair coverings, the hair enhancements, instead of getting to the root of the problem, to seeing what's really causing or contributing to this. Is it nutritional? Is it medication? Is it the chosen hairstyle that they've been wearing for 10, 20 years and they haven't changed that look? So it really depends on a case-by-case basis. It's the best way I can answer that.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Amerson, what about, you spoke about nutrition.
Yes.
What type do you recommend for people that who needs to improve their diet in order to have that healthy hair and healthy scalp?
Well, definitely avoiding as much fast foods and fried foods is one recommendation. Eating more fruits and vegetables, that will help. You're nourishing the body. So when you're nourishing the body, this also helps to feed the papilla, and this in turn can feed and nourish the hair and the scalp. So looking internally is one of the main factors. Also, enough protein in your diet.
Right.
Protein is very, very important. So those are just some of the recommendations that I would say.
Now, also, Dr. Emerson, excuse me. Now, let's say the person is getting the right types of foods and fruits and vegetables and the adequate amount of protein, but they're still losing their hair. The one thing I just wanted to find out if this is a myth or if it is fact. When there's an organ in our body that is lacking certain nutrition, aren't those vitamins and nutrients going to go to that organ before it goes to the hair follicle?
Absolutely. The body is going to absorb and distribute the nutrition internally first. And if something is lacking, yes, it's going to give that particular organ or area inside the body more of the nutrients that needs. So whatever is left over will be transported through the bloodstream to nourish the hair and scalp, and in many cases it is not enough nutrition that's being absorbed into the system. And this is something that I can see microscopically under my polarized microscope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely amazing. Well, Dr. Emerson, just wanted to talk a little bit specifically on if you could explain briefly maybe about the areata, the alopecia areata, if you will. We have a couple of guests who will be joining us in just a little bit, and we wanted to talk a little bit more about that as well.
Yes, alopecia areata is most commonly known as an autoimmune type of alopecia condition. The onset has many different triggers. Sometimes I have seen family members who have had this particular condition, and then it is predisposed. So there may be a generation that this particular condition may skip, and then the grandchildren may be affected. I've seen many cases of that. And then sometimes trauma to the scalp is a trigger. And excessive emotional stress can be another trigger. So that particular condition affects over 10% of the American population. So this is something I see very, very common in men, women, as well as children.
Now, what about the diffuse alopecia?
The diffuse alopecia occurs when the hair begins to shed excessively, and there are usually long strands that will be combed out or either fall out of the hair. When a person may run their fingers through their hair and they notice an excessive amount of hair in their hand, this is known as diffuse alopecia. That is usually from an internal cause.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, again, we'd have to go back maybe 3 months to see what may have occurred during that time frame, because usually the cycle, when it affects the hair, it takes approximately 3 to 4 months for us to really see an indication that there was some type of change or systemic
mm-hmm.
problem or something that may have occurred within their system, and then we see it at a later time. Within the hair strand.
Okay.
Wow. Well, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm co-hosting today with the great Darlene Alexander. And we both have on the line with us Dr. Linda Emerson, who has been providing some great foundation of knowledge for us in terms of hair loss. And some of the myths that are out there and kind of dispelling those. Dr. Emerson, first of all, again, we want to thank you so very much for being with us today on the Hair Radio Show. And is there anything that, you know, in the way of maybe kind of closing out that we would be able to, you know, maybe inspire or to, you know, is there anything that's new on the way that we can say, hold on to those folks out there who are dealing with, you know, so very much on the subject of hair loss and dealing with this?
Well, you know, research is constantly ongoing. The last research that I was informed about that is taking place is with a product, the Lactese product. It was very popular for helping to grow the eyelashes several years ago. Well, then there is some testing that has been ongoing to see if it will also assist with the scalp hair regrowth. So that's something that's on the way. And at this time, that's the only product that I am aware of that's considered new in the market.
Well, we're going to tell everyone to keep it right here and tuned in to Hair Radio, and we will certainly let everyone know of any breakthroughs on the subject. And Dr. Emerson, how would folks find you if they're interested in looking and following up with you?
Absolutely. I can be contacted. My clinic is LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am at 2304 West Pioneer Parkway, suite number 6 in Arlington, Texas. My phone number is 817-265-8854. That's 817-265-8854. My website is hairandscalpessentials.com. That's hairandscalpessentials.com. My email is dramerson@hairandscalpessentials.com. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @scalpdoctor. Also, I'm on Facebook, Dr. Emerson's Therapeutic Essentials, LLC. All of those medias, I may be contacted.
And you can always come to Hair Radio and ask us how to find Dr. Emerson as well, and we will certainly connect them as well. Dr. Emerson, I want to thank you so very much for being with us today. And just beginning, and I'm hoping that you'll come back as we move a little further along with this subject and come back to the Hair Radio show and share some more of your wonderful insight.
Absolutely. It will be my pleasure to return. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity, Mr. Hines and Ms. Darlene Alexander. Thank you also. We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Thursday morning, March 21st, 2024. We're live broadcasting this morning, yes, also out of New York, but we are here live in our new, one of our new editions. I'm very proud to say Houston, Texas. Got a chat with our colleague who is on the East Coast now. He's out in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Of course, we're talking about Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Talk Radio Show. Good morning. Thought we'd check in with you real
good
quick.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. Good morning.
Yes. Well, you usually join us at mid-show. You'll be coming back, you know, in just a bit. I wanted to just check in
you
on the Throwback Thursday. We were listening to some Tina Marie.
Oh, yes, we were. That is one of my, you know, Carrie, she is just one of my favorite artists. She had a style of her own. And I just loved her. I still love her after all these years. Mm-hmm. I love her style.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
She was like me. She was a guitarist. Yeah. You know, I'm a guitarist also, believe it or not.
We haven't heard that part of you. We'll decide after we hear a little sample. You know, you'll have to get something one day and play a little ditty. You know, so that'll be real nice. Well, listen, I am excited to welcome everybody to the broadcast officially. You'll hear me say that. Yeah, it's really been quite a week of just new beginnings for us, really. And again, on a Thursday morning, it's kind of like Throwback Thursday, but we throw it back every day. We got Throwback Tuesday, Throwback Wednesday, Throwback Friday. We throw it all back.
Yes, we do.
Right, but
love
I kind of like it. Yeah, me too. It's been really quite extraordinary, and to be putting out 968 other broadcasts. We've done an incredible
Unbelievable.
Feat. And so, yeah, so I'm super, super excited. And I'm just having my morning coffee, like we tell all of you guys to do each day. Yeah, so that's really, really cool. And just kind of taking it easy a little bit. I really wanted to hear some good old Frida Payne. That's what I was trying to get on this morning.
Now you're talking, Carrie.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
now you're talking.
yes,
Frida Payne. Really? Yes, classic. With a capital C.
Michael?
Oh, yeah, that's classic with a capital C.
It really is. Well, listen, I just also want to say, now that we have a little time, yesterday was just fantastic as well.
Yes, it was, Carrie.
Incredible. The show, it's just being popularized by so many folks. And I'm just like, wow, we're doing it up. But even just listening to the broadcast, like we opened up with Shaniqua Shande, who was from the TV show Harlem. And I remember I happened to be doing a photo shoot in Harlem. And I remember the first thing I saw was this beautiful billboard. And it was promoting the TV show Harlem. And you can get all of this off YouTube or Google. And I just fell out that it was so gorgeous and beautiful. So I took a picture, never thinking that one day I'd talk to one of the TV stars from that very broadcast of the picture that really got my attention. So we've really, Hair Radio, the morning show, we've been doing it up here. Just amazing guests. We continue to do that. We got some great folks on the way in weeks to come, and so much conversation and new talk that is pertinent for everybody. You're not getting, you know, some leftover recycled garbage here. You're getting something good.
Quality, Carrie Hines. Quality.
Yeah, that's the key word, Michael. Quality.
Yes.
Well, listen, coming up, in the next half hour, we have the queen of our mornings. We're talking, of course, about the one and only Nicole Marie, who comes to us out of Mississippi, Water Valley, to be exact, and just a phenomenal force as well. She's forging her way in the broadcasting world these days. We're so proud. I'm so proud. I'm like a proud papa both Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and our entire team here at the show, really just doing some big things. And you guys, we're a family here, and that's the key. We're, you know, three heads of a family, and we just keep it moving in the morning. That's why I'm so excited. Good job. So listen, Michael, I know you've got big things ahead today, and we're just going to keep doing it up this morning. And that's all that it really, that's what we got to do. And I want to, you know, just, I do have some updates. I do want to talk a little bit about the magazine and all that kind of wonderful good stuff. We'll be getting into a lot of that in the programs ahead and the days ahead and all of that. So, Michael Hopkins, I'm going to have you just to stand on by. You'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
In about a half hour, thereabouts. To kind of mix it up with us again and bring us some of your latest on Vet Talk. So we're going to be talking about that and what's happening next for you at VTR. What's up next? We want the skinny. So stand by, Brother Michael, and we'll be checking in with you shortly. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So listen to that. Michael is doing it up this morning. We are so excited. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them
more. Four tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me. But no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer. me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no, number two, consulting your calendar, number three, clearing your mind, and number four, getting organized by
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you got to rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost, traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it, the whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair, you know?
Did not wear braids.
The current black.
Yeah, I just said we got to ease up on the people. So, like, I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier. Nope, nope, they're not ready.
Thursday morning, March 21st of 2024. It's our broadcast show number 969. I need to put it like that. 969 show as we work towards, march towards our 1,000 show. That's about 1,000 broadcast coming up soon and beyond right here. Real excited about it. Big show ahead. We're going to get on our wonderful, wonderful colleague and co-host and superstar. You guys know her. She's helping us to hold it down right here. Longest-serving co-star, co-host on the program. Talking, of course, about the Queen of the Mornings, Nicole Marie, who is
good
an elected official down in the Valley, Mississippi.
Yes, yes.
Good morning to
good
you.
Morning, good morning.
Happy
Thursday.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes,
good morning. Good morning.
Yes. So how's it? Yes. Good morning. How's it going? We got a little wake up in
it's
the background
wonderful.
There from Sherilyn. Yeah. So
yes,
you know, we've been
it's
kind
wonderful.
Of going to music this morning and having a little bit of chit chat.
I've been jamming to the music this morning.
Well, it gets no better. I think we opened up with. Yes, say a little prayer. I had even a little clip from Dionne Warwick in there this morning.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. You know, I love when I had Dionne Warwick on and she was telling me that the music, I remember we had a couple of private conversations before we started the interview. And their family just means so much to me. That's why you will often find me playing Whitney and Dionne and Sissy, the Houston family, right here.
Right.
The Warwicks, the Houstons, all of them on our broadcast. I remember when I started my career back decades ago, and I was broadcasting out of North New Jersey and New York on terrestrial. Terrestrial is AM and FM radio. Before there was an internet, there was Kerry Hines and Hair Radio.
Radio.
And so here I'm in New York, and I literally interviewed Miss Dee Dee Warwick, who was kind of based out of North New Jersey area and all of that, where the family's from. So it just means a lot. And I told Dionne when I finally interviewed her, I told her that I had interviewed her sister, who has since passed away, but I interviewed her not once but twice, and I just loved she took the time to chat with us, and just something I'll never forget. So it's been nice to be in the mix and doing all these things. I mean,
Kerry, so many connections to everyone. It's just wonderful. I love it.
Yes. You know, to everybody from Tyler Perry to, I mean, everybody.
Everybody.
We definitely have done well. And just really great things. In fact, Michael and we were looking, chatting after the show, you know, as with everybody, Nicole Marie, I say, listen, for you guys out there, you know, we're on just 3 hours of it, which that's a lot. 3 hours each morning, of course, you know, we're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And every once in a while, we'll do a Monday morning live. But usually it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And often, sometimes we'll do a nighttime version here and there, something special. And our New Year's Eve nighttime special, of course. But mainly we're here during the morning. And that's our big thing. Our claim to fame are the morning hours. 6 to 9 a.m. if you're out east, 5 to 8 if you are out in the central time zone, like yours truly now. So, we're real, real happy about that. So what's going on down first? What's going on with you, Nicole Marie? We were just so excited to hear you talk early this morning in the first hour.
All about the inspiration and getting our morning started. Getting my morning started, getting ready for the day. I wake up excited. You know, I used to not be a morning person, but it seems like the older I get, more of a morning person I become. I'm excited to get up and start my day and get going. I have so much to do. I'm ready.
You are ready. Well, listen, that is really the key.
Changed.
I got to tell the folks out there. I got to tell the fans. You may not know this, but as you start to pack on a year or two, you become you start getting up real early in the morning. I don't know where. It's like the, you know, when you're in your 20s, you are out partying. You know, you're awake all night and you just, you know, you're a night person pretty much.
Right.
And
right.
But as those years start to kind of do a little stacking, you getting up in the morning. You know,
That's true.
I was going to ask you about that because I know when I was in New York, of course, like you guys heard in the first hour, because we broadcast out of New York as well. And I'm listening, thinking, you know, I had my own little routine in the morning, running and getting my coffee, going to the bodegas and all that kind of stuff. And here in Houston, with Hair Radio Houston launching, I'm just so excited to be up and also being prepared. So it's about creating that morning routine.
That's it. Whatever works for you.
What the heck?
So important.
Yes.
Whatever kickstarts you and gets you moving in the morning, that's what you've got to do.
Absolutely. You got it.
But for me, it's that quiet time. Yeah, that quiet time before husband wakes up, before I wake the kids up. That's my crucial time. And also, I'm actually a night owl as well. I try to do my best during the week, yes, to get in the bed. But I just so appreciate my quiet time. So once the kids are in bed and things are settled down at night, I appreciate that time because I get a lot of stuff done then because it's quiet. Even if my husband's up, he's not making a lot of noise, but, you know, it's still quiet once the kids are in the bed, and that's my time. I get a lot of stuff done then, too.
Wow.
So I have to kind of balance it out. During the week, I can't be staying up and then turn around and get up for work, too. But I kind of balance it out. It just depends on what I'm working on, what I have to do.
Well, I'm going to just shout it out. I'm going to say it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I believe that, you know, and we've been talking about Women's History Month, of course. The month of March is all about celebrating women and their amazing contribution to the planet, really.
Yeah.
But to me, you know, creating the Hair Radio Morning Show from the inspiration from my mom, my aunts and sisters and all the above.
Right.
This show was inspired
all about the women.
For and by black women. Yeah, and that's what I'm real proud about. We have our male contributions to it, of course, because you can't have one without the other. But this is what it's about. But for me, when I think about it and all that you guys are doing, the ladies and what you're doing, bringing it each day, I think that your natural... what do they call it? Compartmentalizing, I think it is, Nicole Marie, where
right,
you can
right.
do so many things. And I think women got to speak.
That's
I
true.
Check
and not even think about it.
On
because
that.
It just
I
got to
ask
them
about
Gary.
That part. Really? Yeah, you guys.
At least for me, all the women in my family. The women in my family that I saw growing up. I mean, they were moving and shaking and doing it, and, you know. So I don't know
women
anything
no
different. So I just
grow.
Do. I just go,
wow.
You know. Let's
yeah.
get this done.
Well, how, you know, because I witnessed you with my own eyes now. Of course, you guys know I may be, we may have some miles in between us. And I'm closer to you guys now than when I was in on the East Coast.
Exactly.
So with radio,
I think
Houston,
from here, Houston is probably driving. It's probably about 12, 13 hours, maybe.
Well, listen, that's nothing for you guys. I know the Cobaria and her husband, they put it down in the car.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
can
we'll
drive.
Get on the road in a minute. We're ready.
Listen, I tell you, I am just in awe. So that's why when I say that women can do so much and all these things, I really mean it. I've had a chance, and like you, you know, with your amazing family, same thing here. My mom, whose birthday would just be in about 4 days from this very day, and she's gone on. But while she was here, she was just an incredible force and supported me with every single thing. While she was raising kids and doing all kinds of stuff. So I really can you know, say it with real truth that I think that you guys are amazing and you just know how to do so many things. That's why, to me, women make such real, honest leaders. They're, and that's just incredible. So hats off to the incredible women of and their historical contribution to our society.
Hats off to women everywhere. So appreciate
and family.
You. Thank you for all that you do. Yes, and the families, because we couldn't do it without family support.
Yes. Well, we kill it here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Nicole, we haven't had a chance to chat, but I love how Michael Hopkins, who is the co-host who joins us on the show, comes in about 25 after the hour. But what always cracks me up is that Michael comes in. We're on early in the morning. He comes and drops by just to make sure we up in the morning and we're making a grit.
Yeah.
In the first few minutes of the show. So it's really great. You guys, you Michael fans, You can tune on in a little earlier and catch Michael as well. And then he comes back, pops back in about 7:25 on the East Coast time. And for us out here, 6:25. Listen, I've learned when I'm out here at Hair Radio Houston, I've learned a little secret, because the time it was following me up here trying to get that 1 hour thing going on. And then
an hour makes a difference.
It really makes a difference. And we say this, and to add to boot, we just had the time change. So take the time change that we had for spring that we have in this country, and then add that to my own moving and changing the time, just for the hour difference and all this. So I've been just kind of, I found a little secret to this, Nicole Marie.
Okay, what's
that
here?
A little secret. So, yes, we're still broadcasting out of New York. We're broadcasting out of Houston. We're broadcasting out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We're broadcasting out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. But here's my little secret here, and all over the country and the world for that much. Let me just welcome everybody and acknowledge everybody. But what I've learned to do is not just have one clock. I've got to have two or three.
Oh,
right,
okay.
That's the secret, folks. That is the true secret, because it just makes it a little easier. It makes it easier. So, I can just look and see what time it is. And
okay.
I have to do the moon and remember which direction.
Whatever works, Gary.
Yes.
Whatever works.
Whatever works.
Do it.
Like, well, you're used to synchronized, though. You know,
I was on
the East Coast with Michael out there on the... And then Nicole was always getting up, like, much earlier than us. You were always up an hour earlier. I didn't know how much that difference, and really does make a little difference.
Makes a difference.
I wouldn't think it's just one hour,
but it does.
No, it makes a difference. Well, listen, I am so excited to have you with us. And I got to remind the folks, not just that we have... so much going on with the month, Women's History Month, but also what's ahead for us very, very soon. Now, we started talking a little bit about this. I opened up my email, and what do I get but an invitation out to beautiful Beverly Hills, California. And, I'm going to be the first to say it. So I was really, really excited. It's a special fundraiser that... television star. She is an actual lawyer. You guys know Lisa Bloom. She's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show many times.
Right.
I do too. I love Lisa Bloom. She's one of my favorites. I was always a fan, even before. She's been on our show many times, and I was just always a fan of hers. And so to look in, and here I get an email invitation all the way to Beverly Hills.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to, I'm planning to get out there. And also we've got Dr. Obeng, who was the doctor to the gorilla. Well, we didn't really call her the Gorilla Glue Girl. Her actual name is Tessica Brown, who was the one you guys remember. She stuck the glue in her hair.
Right.
And couldn't get it out and all that kind of stuff. Well, our guest, Dr. Michael Obeng, who... is out in Beverly Hills, so we're going to try to catch up with him as well. But real good stuff, and, so to get this invite out there, Nicole Marie, I am thinking about it.
Wonderful.
And, yes, I was telling Michael, I think this is something, and Michael's like, no, you got to go. So I'm looking forward to something like that. Yeah, so if we can kind of get it together, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Awesome.
So now, Nicole Marie, so listen, I am just so happy to be on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got Get Set Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I don't know if you remember this. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
May the 5th.
Okay. That's right. What
I
do
remember.
We call it? Yes. Cinco de Mayo, right? It's Cinco
de Mayo
for you guys out there.
Yeah.
Who celebrate.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, and it's going to be nice. What it is, and we've done it before. We did it like 5 years ago, and it was just so exciting. Siobhan, you guys know her. We're always putting on. She's one of the hairstylist proprietor out in New Jersey. And I remember that she and I, we had flown down to Atlanta and just made it a day trip and got a chance to mix it up with Eileen and go into her incredible herb store and just see folks down in the area. It's been incredible. So we just love it. Real good stuff. And so today we're going to continue. We still got a lot more to talk about on the All-New Ham Radio Morning Show. And we'll do some music and all that stuff coming up shortly. And try to catch up with Michael Hopkins. We're going into the fourth season on Vet Talk Radio Show. He'll be with us in about 5 minutes right here live on the broadcast. He was in the first hour, but he'll be back. Right. And we're gonna keep our foot on the gas right here.
Let's
on the
it.
Show. So yeah, so I'm ready. All right, so All-New Ham Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie, now, you always do something here. You really do. You do something very special each day. Well, I think the broadcast really represents all that we're trying to do in positivity and keeping folks going forward in a good way. And that just makes me happy, and it really does. I mean, I'm always pleased. You know, every day I tell folks, I said, because, you know, I've lived, you know, if you're not married, you pretty much may be living alone. And
right.
Just because you are doesn't mean you are lonely, or even
true.
If you are or need some other voices and other things in the morning. What do I always say? If you have no one to talk to, what do you need to do, Nicole Marie?
You need to tune right on here and listen to us, talk with us.
You need to talk to us.
Yes. Yes,
if
we're right
here. If you
have
no one to listen to, listen
every
to us.
Day.
With you.
That's it.
Exactly.
We are here. Here for you.
We're here. Exactly.
Reach
the
out
key
to
is
us.
Be positive. Have people who support you. For many of us, especially we're in the second part, the second act, and we got to remember that. We got to support each other. We have to really,
right.
You know, you got to, that's
very
the
important.
Key. Yeah, you want to brush that off and make sure you're supporting each other and doing things, making a difference in one another's lives. That's what it's all about.
Makes a big difference mentally.
It makes
you know?
A huge difference.
Certainly
it really does. I'm going to take another sip of my coffee. What do I say? you know, I got to get that on in. Well, Nicole Marie, talking about in the mornings and bringing that inspiration and aspiration to what we do right here on the All-New Ham Radio Morning Show. It's just great. It really is. And I'm just super, super excited. So
oh,
I'm going to just put it out there. Now, with positivity. Exactly. Now, you have done something very, very incredible right here. You put together that hope each day. You somehow bottled it up. And you kind of open up that bottle every morning for us right here on the show.
Every morning.
So, yeah, and it's in the way of hope of the day. You even have your own branded segment right here on the All-New Ham Radio Morning Show. So I want to take a listen and kind of tell the folks what it's all about. Here's a little intro we did for Nicole Marie.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
High Hope. All right. Well, Nicole, yes, I love this. I absolutely love this. Now, tell everybody what this is all about and what hope, and boy, do we need it, what hope do you have for us today?
Oh, yes. Well, the hope of the day is try differently. If it's not working, simple repetition won't solve it. Pause, reassess, look at the problem anew. Before trying again or trying harder, look from a different angle. Then try it smarter and do it differently. Back to you, Gary.
Awesome. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Do it differently. Yeah, no, I'm going to have to weigh in on this. I do believe that you absolutely have to try things differently. You know, I'm one of those folks, I have to keep bumping my head in the wall before I realize that it's not the right direction to go, you know?
Right, right.
No, I love that, and I think it's critical, yeah, that, you know, kind of take a pause. You've tried, I've done it as well so many times. You know, you try to make something work, and it's just,
exactly.
It doesn't work no matter how many times. Oftentimes, what that signals to me is that you need to take a little bit of a break. And like Patrick says in this book, I always come back at it from a different angle. But you won't even be able to see that angle until you take that pause.
Exactly.
And you can have a spark of revelation. You have to often change the scenery a bit. What about you, Nicole Marie? Do you get on... you know, once you try a couple times and it's just not working, what do you do? Do you take down your tent and go home? What do you do?
No, well, I don't take down my tent and go home, but I do take that pause and reassess. Okay, what do I need to do differently? But take that time to think about it. If I need to get a second opinion from somebody, okay, well, what do you think about this? And take the time and not, You don't force it. If you're working, okay, it's not working out, don't try to force it. Take that pause. Take that time to think about it. Come back at it, like Patrick said, with a different angle, and then it's going to work. And sometimes you have to pause more than one time, but it's okay. Just don't stop. Keep working at it.
You got to keep moving. That the key is keep moving. All
yes.
Right. Well, listen.
Do not stop.
I love it.
You can slow down, but don't stop.
Don't stop. Exactly. Well, listen, very, very good choice this morning for Hope of the Day. Now, I'm wondering about Michael. Does Michael Hopkins as well try something differently when he's tried over and over and over again and it just ain't working out? But I have a strong feeling, Nicole Marie, that everything Michael does works out somehow. Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning,
again.
Michael.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Happy mid-show, gang. Oh, yes. Oh, now, this one is a great one. I like that. I love what Nicole Marie said. Because this is what you have to do. If it's not working, if you keep going to the left and it's not working to the left, what is that telling you?
You need to work to the right.
There you go. You need to go to the right. And I've learned that throughout my career. You know, you keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. And something ain't working. So what do?
Yeah.
Like we used to call it in the military, you reevaluate the situation, and then you come up with a new plan. And if the new plan is we have to go over the wall instead of through the wall, then what do? We figure out how to get over the wall, crazy as it may seem.
Well, I thought you were going to say build a new wall, but that's a whole nother conversation for a different
show. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a different Army thing
that's
to do when we build a wall.
Okay. Well, listen, I just want to say, Michael, awesome. Great way to look at it. And, you know, I love that. Try something differently. And for you guys out there tuned in, take this Hope of the Day to heart. So really good choice. Nicole Marie, I'm so proud. We're just doing it up each morning right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So good stuff. All right, Nicole Marie, good job. Thank you. All right. So stay with us, folks. Yeah, we've got it going on. We're going to take a little bit of a music break. Now, we've been throwing it back this morning. I've got to say, I love myself. Every once in a while, I've got to throw in a little Lauryn Hill. And I think you're going to love this. It's the old dude.
Uh-oh.
Stay with me. We'll be Lauryn Hill. We'll be right back.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like...
Yo,
my men and my women, don't forget about the dame. This is not the most decaying, yo. About a thing,
Feel
yo.
Real good when your hands in the air and let two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man?
Yeah.
You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gon' pretend? Like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass. Thinking it's a friend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum.
Minimum.
But you still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out Korean. Come again.
And it's hims and it's women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yen.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child supports late. Money taking heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silence man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the demon. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
Intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
I say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you're too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something I don't know.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, now. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Jan. You can love anybody, but when you're in love with somebody, you're looking at it like this. You're taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, or no matter what he or she do.
In that conversation with that, right?
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Thursday, March 21st, the second day of spring. It's 2024. Listen, it's our broadcast show number 969, show number 969. Let me see if I can get Michael Hopkins. You guys know him. He's from out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Coming to us from Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning? Brother Michael.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah, the show is just, you guys just heard from me. It's just been an incredible morning today.
Oh, yeah, Carrie, it's just moving and grooving this morning.
I think that's every day. Yeah, but Thursday is kind of like a very special day because we do the thing in the morning on Thursdays. It's called throwback. We're always throwing something back. The young folks love to throw back these days. So we kind of join them on Thursdays for throwback Thursdays and waking folks up. It's just exciting. So I just love it. And today is exception. Yeah, we continue to make sure that we do play a few little songs you heard from our incredible folks from the 90s and beyond and all that, and went all the way back to like the 70s and 80s, if you will, but all great music. Now, Michael, turning to some of our Hair Radio updates. We talked a little bit about it during the Hot Mic Live at the top of the hour, but we've got some other updates. So again, Get Set Atlanta, we want folks to come to our event. We're having our own.
Yes, we do, Carrie Hines.
Out of Atlanta, Georgia. It's May 5th. Now, Michael, what we didn't talk a little bit about is what does this consist of? And just a reminder that it's about teaching folks to be ready and prepared. That's why it's called Get
Set. Very
Set.
Important.
Absolutely.
Very important, Carrie.
Yeah, SET is what they call an acronym. It stands for SET. It stands for Shop or Safety Emergency Training. And so we're teaching, I'm a certified, a lot of folks don't know this, but I'm a certified instructor to teach CPR. And I'm so super excited by one of the major organizations that's out there. So we're going to be doing not the mouth thing. We'll be doing two-hand CPR. So I'll be kind of instructing folks who come out to that indoor farmers market on that Sunday. So we're going to be doing that. We've got Eileen herself has an amazing array of herbs and things like that and vitamins and all kinds of healthy stuff. She's huge on health. So I thought that was the perfect setting for Get Set Atlanta. And then we're doing networking and meeting up and chatting, and we got our hair friends coming in to talk and share tips. We're doing it up. Get Set Atlanta. You can get the complete details. You could actually just Google Get Set Atlanta and the information will pop up. Just in Google, do a Google search, Get Set Atlanta, and there you go. But on top of that, Michael Hopkins, you guys can simply, you know, it's free. So here's the thing. It's free. Okay. $3.99. Free. So you ain't got to pay. What you do need to do, though, is go to Eventbrite's website. And that's Eventbrite. If you go to Eventbrite's website, and again, it's eventbrite.com, you can search our event. Again, it's Get Set Atlanta, and it's free. You can just, you know, reserve a ticket there, a free ticket. So it's great. Now, we do have a VIP bags and all of that. If you want to pay something for a little elevated VIP experience, it is available right there as well. So all that's at eventbrite.com. If you need to reach out to us because you want to participate on a different level, we'd love to have you. We'd love to speak with you. So grab a pen and paper. I'll give you my wonderful office number here so you can reach out to us after today's show and anytime, you know, business hours are best, obviously. And we can chat with you. So what you want to do is reach out to us after this show is over, after it wraps, folks, at 862-277-0686. Again, 862-277-0686. And you'll be able to reach out to us. And we've got you covered right here for Get Set Atlanta, May 5th, 2024. So really good stuff. Get Set Atlanta, and you can Google that. So, Michael, good stuff. Now, Michael, what about vet veterans? What's going on? We got to get some vet talk in this morning. Let me just officially salute our veterans along with everybody else. We just love you. Thank you for tuning in. What's happening on the vet talk front?
Oh, Carrie. What's happening on the Vet Talk front? Oh, yes. Fantastic things, Carrie. I'm lining up some interviews with some of my veteran brothers and sisters. That's what's happening, Carrie.
Why is that so important, Michael? Why is it so important to do interviews or conduct interviews with your veteran brothers and sisters?
You know, Carrie, the reason why it's so important is because so many veterans have stories that just need to be told. They just need to be told. There are a lot of organizations out here that do that. I have one of my veteran brothers. Next week, he is going to be telling his story about his experiences as a wartime veteran in Iraq. And it's a sharing thing, Carrie Hines, and a family out here, and my vet brothers and sisters, that they understand. It's a sharing thing. Some things we just need to get off our chest. Some things we need to talk about. We need to bring to light. Many times people who are not veterans, they don't really know all of these stories. They'll see things in the media and they'll watch movies and they think that's the real story of the military. And it's not. The real story are the women and men who served this great country, Carrie Hines, who sacrificed. Some of them gave the ultimate sacrifice. And those stories need to be told now and for future generations.
I think that you started that process, and also with the Vet Talk Radio, but also you're not just shining the light on this incredible work and contribution of these very brave men and women, but also you're helping their families. And I love that
very much.
What
so.
Your work does as an accredited claims agent, really charged through the Veterans Administration to do this. it really is having an even broader impact, and that's on
yes,
the family unit. That you know, because as they say, when one serves, you know, they all serve. The whole family really is in it.
Very much. So.
And so you just, you know, so Vet Talk Radio, my takeaway, Michael, also is that you don't have to be a veteran to appreciate it. I'm not a veteran. I love the Vet Talk Radio show. Never miss it. And you shouldn't either.
Very
so that's
so.
Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central right
yeah.
here. Just listen, call in on the 516 number. Stay tuned. And that number, as you guys know, 516-453-9458, that's our radio number only. So remember that. That only works when we're broadcasting live. And
very much so.
Typically. So, Michael, listen, let's take a little bit of a break. And let me talk a little bit about what's happening in the Spotlight Hour. If you're on the East Coast, that's between 8 and 9. For Central Time Zone folks, like our Hair Radio Houston folks. Central Time Zone, yeah. So that's between 7 and 8 Central Time. And today we do have a special guest we're expecting. So right here, I think I have a little bit. I believe I've got a little bit about what she's about. Let me see if I can find that. And see, just to give you guys a little bit of a preview this morning right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, she's been with us all week. I've got to honestly say, well, you know what? I'll wait for some of this. I'm going to just save some of this incredible talk because she'll be with us hopefully for the whole hour as a special guest co-host. But here, take a listen on what brings her to the show. Please, Tara Renee, tell us a little bit about what this film festival represents to you, what it means.
You know, right now it's really historical. Post-COVID, we are so excited to be hosting this live now. And it's coming at a time where I've been having conversations with talented women who have been noticing a trend that it's not so good in one sense, meaning that ever since the Supreme Court had gutted out the affirmative action, it really set off a trend of a lot of DEI. And that's diversity, equity, inclusion departments from corporations have been just really shutting down. And so this festival, as I was told by some of the patrons and participants, means so much more to them now than ever. They feel that this is an opportunity to come and strengthen their voice and to let the world know that they are here to rise and shine. And we're just excited about it because we are able to show incredible talent, talented films that we receive from across the nation, actually from around the world. And we also have some just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prominent industry leaders who will be coming to share their story, their insight, and their journey as to how did they come into the decision to exercise what they have, their giftings in the world of cinema. So it's going to be a very, I think, unique, powerful, definitely historical time. And we are just so excited about it and so happy to be doing this in Women's History Month, celebrating women.
Wow. Well, I'm just blown away. I really am. You know, now I've got to say, coming from a male perspective, and I could have missed this somewhere, Tara, just Tara Renee, looking at some of this information that's out there about this incredible event. You've been doing it for like almost a I'm going to say a quarter of a century. It sounds real old, but a long time. You've been doing it for a long, long time. So now what was the real origins of this? Like, how did this whole, you know, where did this whole concept come from? If I, and please help me if I missed that somehow. But where did it come from?
Sure. Well, you know, when I was growing up, I had no idea that I would even be in the industry. I always loved it, but I just never thought I would be in it. And one day I had gotten a call from a casting director. And for those who may not know, you know, who a casting director is, this is someone that's hired either by a production company or a film studio to hire talent to participate in their films or film projects. And so this particular motion picture company was looking for a tall African-American, a woman, not a size zero for an under-five role. Under five roles, under five lines. And so when I got to the audition site and opened the door and saw about 1,000 women that fit the bill, I was shocked. Immediately, I recognized the lack that exists and the...
Ooh,
Special thank you to our veterans who help to keep us on our toes and protected in this great country. Our hairstylists, whether you are a natural hairstylist or a licensed cosmetologist or both, we salute you. Our educators, hair practitioners, our wonderful trichologists, and wherever you are along the spectrum. And a special salute to our barbers, of course, who help to keep our communities connected. Our hair companies who put out products, the product manufacturers, want to say a special good morning from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to those who do events, we didn't forget about you. We want to thank you for putting on meetups and live events all around the world that really helps to bring education and information to the masses and to our professional community and the readers of the magazines and to the magazines who really help to prop up the hair industry. I want to say thank you so much, and particularly to our AfroLock magazine readers. Also, speaking of hair products, gotta shout out the Carapi distributors who helped to get my hair products line out to everybody. The Salon TV Network. If you're watching us, it's on the Salon TV Network. And to those who support my literary efforts with my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is available in three different formats, whether it's ebook, paperback that you can read, turn the pages like the old days, and a brand new audio version that we have a great voiceover artist performing. And it's just nice to say good morning to everybody and to all the folks. If we've forgotten anybody, you're in our hearts, and just keep it right here for so much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you. And again, we're going to take it to the top. Stay with us.
Well, my name is Issa Simone. I am a singer from Stockton, California. And I've been singing for about 6 to 7 years now professionally. And I'm just ready for this journey with Miss B, you know.
Miss B, yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready to start, you know, a new chapter with her and everything. I'm just excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Tell them how the name came about, Issa.
Absolutely. We got to hear that. Yes.
Oh, okay. So the name came about
Simone is actually my middle name. Uh-huh. And when I first started singing, I had this, I had two managers. I had a regular manager and a co-manager. And my co-manager was just like, you know what, Issa, Issa, you know, you want to be called Issa or Issa? And I was just like, we could do Issa. Like, let's do Issa. And he's like, and what's your middle name? And I was like, Simone. He's like, Issa Simone. That's it. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, that's actually beautiful. It really is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's really unique. You know, we are here creative. We don't bring the heat to it. I'm telling you.
It sounds like it. Speaking of the heat, we got to talk about your music. So let's lead on in. Tell us one of your great songs. And we're going to get your music. So you guys just listening right now, you'll be hearing a whole bunch of it's Simone's music right here on the show. So first tell us one of the songs or a little bit about the music part, Miss Issa Simone.
Well, like I said, I've been doing it for about 6 or 7 years now. And I don't know, I started off in church. So
really?
I started off singing in a church choir and everything. So I really love singing. It's in me. But I got a lot of singles out, and I actually kind of rap just a little bit when, you know.
Okay.
Right. Before I used to rap a lot more, but now I don't as much. I don't consider myself a rapper at all. I'm an R&B singer. But there is this single that I do have called Angry. And the reason why I'm talking about this was because it kind of showcased my vocals, my real vocals, you know. Just a range that I can kind of go, you can kind of hear my churchiness in there.
Okay.
I mean, that's a word, but, you know.
Well, we're going to have that on for our listeners in just a bit. So you guys, because we want to hear that. So now I've got to say, let's be turning to you for a moment on this. And Issa Simone, we're going to come back to you on this because I want to talk about some of that, the early beginnings and some of your folks that you, you know, that you, I know they do the comparisons. I know that's, you know, the first thing folks are going to compare you to others that they've heard. And we almost can't help it. You know, Miss B, we almost can't help it because we're always looking to, you know, something, you know, it's about familiarity. And so we know.
You got me.
Kind
of ranges. I've heard her. Man, I'm telling you, she could even get on there with some Jennifer Hudson. And she actually has sung and met Jennifer Hudson. So to see them do a collaboration would be even better.
She is my favorite. I love Miss Hudson. I watch her TV show every day. I'm a big fan of her music, and we play it right here on the show. So what is it? So is she someone that you kind of look up to, and how was that meeting?
It was really nice meeting her. She's a really sweet person in real life. It was just so exciting singing for her just to because she's one of – she always, like, even with me being in the audience, when it got quiet, I kind of yelled out, I'm your vocal twin, you know, and everybody started laughing. I call her my vocal twin because I like imitating her. I love imitating her voice. It's just so pretty and just like, I don't know, I really do love Jennifer Hudson and the whole now, just especially since meeting her in person and understanding that, just to see that she's really sweet in person as well, you know.
She seems that way.
Yeah, she is so sweet, so yeah.
Okay. Now, I got to tell everybody, I think you got on and you told everybody at the top of this that you guys were from Stockton, I think you are from.
We're in two different parts of California. She's in Stockton, and I'm out of the Los Angeles area, and we're working together. So you got the north and you got the south. I'm on the phone right now.
That's what I was trying to establish because I've heard of Stockton, and that's up north. And I myself lived in L.A., so I was in Mid-Wilshire So I know that real well, even though I'm in New York. I remember California, L.A. area at least. So that
I'm new here because I'm originally from Detroit. So I'm bringing out here and say, what up, though, Detroit?
Oh.
Shout out to y'all, too. You know, California is where I'm at, but, you know, I always
Yeah, we have a lot of fans in that area from the Detroit area, and they've been on our show, and legendary stylists and all kinds of folks. So
there you go. Are you,
you
familiar with Hump the Grinders?
Of course. He's been on our show.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we know everybody moving in the hair game. So I'm super, super excited. Yes, indeed. So listen, all right. Well, I am very excited about all that we're doing.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
We're back live. It's Thursday morning, March 21st of 2024. I'm Kerry Hines, and if you are out east, it is coming up on 8:10. Just so happy to have you guys with the Central Time Zone. It's coming up on 7:10 this morning. It's, again, our broadcast show number 969 as we march towards 1,000 and beyond. 3-hour episodes. We are the most prolific of hair and beauty talk in the history of broadcasting, period, bar none. So real proud of that great cachet of material that we have right here on the show, as you guys have been listening. So here in our spotlight hour, I have to say she's making history in so many ways, and we're celebrating women. Women History Month in the month of March, and I am so very proud that this wonderful entrepreneur and incredible force has been doing an amazing job with her incredible event that kicks off today. So it was my great honor, it is my great honor to kind of bring her back to this very show. So I just can't wait. You heard we played a little clip earlier from her right here on the show talking about her wonderful film festival
Of course, the women in cinema, African-American women in cinema film festival, had to get that out. And just real happy to have her with us. We've been, she's the first to really be on our show and in one guest the entire week. And we are just so excited. So I'm going to see if I can get her on. Michael Hopkins will be joining us again shortly to kind of help us to kind of keep things moving along in just a bit. So let me see if I can get Miss Tara on. Good morning. You are on the Hair Radio Morning Show live. Today, it's Thursday. Good morning again. Can you hear us?
Good morning. Yes, I can. How are you? Happy to be back.
Oh, my. Wow. Well, first of all, it's good to have you on live, Tara Renee, coming to us out of the New York area. Just real awesome, really, to have you with us. Now, listen, I was just sharing with everybody, you are the first, the very first guest ever on our show, and pretty much, wow, many years, to ever be with us for an entire week. I don't think we've ever had somebody on consistent, like, you know, day after day. Like, you have brought it, and you've given such an energy and such an importance to this great space, to this great talk, to this great event that you are the force behind. So officially, good morning and thank you. Thank you for doing the work, Miss Tara Renee. Do we not give your name the juice it deserves? We really do, folks. We push it on out here. Well, because you're doing a great job and it's always it's inspirational on so many levels. And I just appreciate it here. I really do. We just love it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so, so very much. Appreciate all that you've done and realizing that you are the leader, the industry leader in the hair industry with having the longest running show. That's a major, major compliment, accomplishment. So congratulations and kudos to you for that.
Thank you. Well, listen, I appreciate that. I really do. Now, I want to get into some of this talk about what you're doing, this incredible event. Now, we played a little clip of it at the top of this, I think in the last half hour of the broadcast here, but just remind everybody, for those of you who've been under a rock all week, first of all, get out from under the rock, and then take a good listen at all that our guest right now, Ms. Tara Renee, has to say about this incredible event. So, Tara, I'm going to turn over. You're going to be with us for the hour, so we're not letting you go anywhere. But and Michael Hopkins will be joining us about 20 after the hour as well. So we are super excited. Yeah. So we're going to have you to really go in on some of the highlights that you are going to talk about the show and some of the folks who are also participating in the show. Some of the things, and one of the, and I also want to kind of talk about your background. We've got the whole hour, so why don't we lead in with that, and then we'll really dive into the dynamics of the show. But Tara, let's talk a little bit, Ms. Tara Renee, talk a little bit about your inspiration. I know you've covered it here and there, but just remind folks, what is it that drives, you know, during the mid-show we talked about with Nicole Marie, we were talking about, you know, inspiration, of course, but, you know, what is that motivation and do you sometimes have to do things differently? You know, so has it been a journey that you've had to kind of shift around and change gears here and there, or has it just been something that's just worked for you and just been a smooth process? And where did that all kind of come from? So I'm going to just turn the mic on over to our guest, Ms. Tara Renee today. Tara, take it over. What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, what a loaded question. That's really good.
True.
And,
true, it is.
Because when it, you know, I looked up and saw that this has been going on for over two decades, and I really
did not even pay attention to it. In that sense, I really believe that African-American women's cinema is a calling on me, and this is where I got that from. So I had graduated out of college and was hit by what they call the entertainment bug, but I didn't know specifically what it was in entertainment that I was supposed to be doing. So I dibbled and dabbled in a couple of careers, did some modeling, did some extra work, but it wasn't until from a casting director. Casting director, for those who may not know, is someone that either a production company or a major film studio hires to hire talent for their up-and-coming project. And so when I got that call, she said, okay, well, the studio is looking for a tall African-American woman who's not a size zero for under five role. And for those who don't know what under five role is, that is under five lines. And so I just knew going up there that I would get the part, I would get the role. And unbeknownst to me, when I opened the door, I saw about 1,000 women who fit the bill, and I was in complete shock. I had no idea of the lack of opportunities that was plaguing the industry for women of color. And so I did what they call the advocacy rose up in me. And I decided that I wanted to create opportunities for women of color. Now, again, young, had no idea how all this worked, but the drive was sparked. And later on, I found out I'm a descendant of a civil rights leader from the 1800s. So that was lying dormant, and it was activated during that point. And so... Wow. Fast forward, I end up having a meeting with a young lady, and I told her, you know, what had inspired me to want to do this. And she was so moved by it. She said, okay, well, let's put together a program and basically let's let the media know what you're trying to do. And so I said, okay, I'll call it African-American Woman in Cinema, and got some women who had produced films to talk about the process. But when it was launched, so many women showed up. And that's when I knew. I said, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing in entertainment. Had no idea that it was such a need for entity, for creative voices who have been just historically marginalized and not given a voice. And so here we are, fast forward over two decades, and we're still doing it, still highlighting voices, still highlighting works of those who are talented storytellers and can really translate that to films, where it would engage an audience and a community.
I love that. I absolutely love it. And I'm so, so proud. And I've got to say again, I want to just remind folks, if you are just joining us, you're a little late, but that's okay. We have an amazing guest this morning who really... You've made history in so many ways, and talking about women in history and Women's History Month, but you've made history right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, just being a single guest. You've been one of our first live guests all week to ever,
wow.
You know, you've been a multi. Yes, we've never had that happen. We've never done that. And I'm not going to say quite how many decades of the broadcast, but ever. So we just love it. We love what your messaging is. We love what AAWIC.org represents.
So this is an incredible film festival. It speaks to my heart and supports women. And that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is, inspired by women, particularly of color and everything else. You talked about marginalized folks and all of that. So it could not have been just an easy thing to put together. So, so we're going to get into that. But first, please, Tara Renee, please talk to us. Give everybody all the deets, as the kids say, all the details on how they can get tickets, how they can learn about more on this event. It kicks off today. So I got to give you some of that morning energy this morning, because we want folks to get tickets. It's not too late. So please, let's give it the old college try, the old push out there. So talk to us about how folks can still be part of this wonderful mm-hmm. event.
Yes, they can actually go to our website, which is www.aawic.org. And there you click on, right on the home page, you'll see a tab that says Festival Information. You click right on that, and it will bring you to agenda links and for each day, and also the ticket links. So if you click on the agenda link, any agenda link, like, for example, the agenda for today, it'll also have within that agenda a ticket link of where you can purchase tickets as well. So that's www.aawic.org.
Now, give folks, this is happening where in New York and mm-hmm. all that wonderful good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Excuse me. I'm happy to report that is happening at the prestigious LaGuardia Community College. That's in Queens, New York. And it'll be taking place tonight at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Now, it's the red carpet, the VIP red carpet reception tonight. So if you come, when you come, you get to take your photo on the red carpet. You get to engage activities of the reception network with the folks who will be attending there, incredible folks that we'll have attending there. And then you get to see a film. Actually, we're making history tonight. First time ever in our history of our festival that we're showing a short. But we just thought the short was just so timely. We just wanted to go ahead and do it. And so
now, just for those folks, you know, out there, the fans who may not understand what a short is, please tell everybody. Yeah.
A short film is a film that is not 60 plus minutes long. Anything under 60 minutes is considered a short film by Hollywood standards. So,
yes.
We've always shown feature films, but this time we're not doing it.
Yes, and that was a decision that you made purposely, which is just fantastic to do something a little different. There are so many amazing short films that may have not gotten the kind of, you know, attention that they really should. So by you doing this and utilizing this as a kickoff for your incredible event this evening is just amazing. So great. Hats off to you. So awesome.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Yeah. So now you've got some other participants. You're doing panel discussions and all of that.
Yes.
Why is it so important to do panel talks? Because, folks, we don't have to do that these days. But why is that so critical to what you're doing?
Well, number one, a lot of the information sometimes when we have noticed and have taken through research that a lot of the times the folks in our community just need access to real life information as it relates to understanding what the career
would require in order to be fully embraced in it. And, you know, we had received just notes saying, well, you know, I really want to go to film school, but it's very, very expensive, and I just wish I could learn this, I wish I could learn that. And, yes, I can go on YouTube and learn, but I, you know, would love to have some live engagement during the Q&A. And so did was we provide educational panels during the film festival on industry-related topics. And those who are interested, like, for example, in independent film producing. So we have a panel on that, because now that's just seen the way to go with the strike that had happened and so many things. The pandemic had brought about so many changes in the industry that a lot of creatives decided to go the independent route. And so we have the moderator, Francesca Grimaldi, who used to be with ICM. ICM is one of the biggest talent agencies in Hollywood.
Yes, yes, I know
and
who they are.
Yes, and so she now have her own agency, which is called Crystal Ship Artist Industry. I mean agency, and she's the moderator. And so on that panel, independent film producer, we have Robin Green, Arrington, who used to be the former head of programming at TV One. She was the executive producer at Paramount MTVE Studios. We have Samia Khan, who is an award-winning filmmaker, producer, and thought leader. She's a 2024 Sundance and Doris Duke Fellow and was recently named by Forbes Magazine and the World Economic Forum is one of the top filmmakers creating compelling character-driven films on climate change. So these women have a lot to offer and say. And she even interviewed Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon. So, you know, it's not often that folks in the industry get access to people like this who can provide you insight, and you can ask questions to them right on the spot.
Exactly. That's right, because most of the folks, when you go to things, often you'll find that these folks are not approachable. They're just not approachable.
Right.
It's just, right? You know, it just reminds me, don't ask us. We're here to look good, but don't ask us anything, because we just might not know the answer. But I'm happy to say that that is not the experience that they're going to get at your incredible African-American Women in Cinema. That kicks off today, not, you know, next 1,000 years from now, today. It's the beginning of a 3-day event. We're just so proud of what Tara Renee has put together, and it just means so much to New York, but everybody, really. This is something that you guys need to support. And you have been doing this for almost a quarter of a century. I said that yesterday. I was like, oh, gosh, that sounds so old, but it really isn't. It's just that you've been really on your grind. And let's call it an entrepreneur, because that's what we all are in this community, entrepreneurs. You know, so really good stuff. All right. Well, listen, here's the deal. We're going to take a little bit of a little break. When we come back, because we got you for the hour, we are going to drive on in. I want some of those incredible names of the folks who will be part of this event tonight and the red carpet. I wish I could just get there, blink, and be there. But we'll be there in spirit. We're also going to see if we can get some coverage during this kickoff this evening at AAWIC. So we're going to see if we can get some coverage there to, you know, be on with us so we can have something for tomorrow's broadcast about all of this. We would love that. Yeah, so we'll work out all the techs, all the technical deets after today's broadcast. So I'll get on a couple minutes when we can work out all of that, because we want to bring the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show
the you know, right from the red carpet, what's happening there. We'll do that and get it on tomorrow's mornings of course, broadcast right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so I'm just excited that Renee is our guest. And coming up, Michael Hopkins. Now, you met Michael a couple of days ago, I think, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. It airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time. So Michael has some questions for you. And somehow I have a feeling it's going to be something related to the military. That's Michael's his safe space, and we just love it. So we're going to just stay with us, folks. We're going to take – why don't we take a little bit of music break? We're going to get some energy up in here. We've got – today's our throwback music day. We've got our special guest co-host, Karenae, joining us from the African-American Women's Cinema event, which starts today. Not too late to get tickets. She'll be back to tell us all about everything on this event. Michael Hopkins will be up next with his question for Ms. Tara Renee and so much more to come. We're still unpacking here, literally. So let's take a music break. Here's Cheryl Lynn. You remember this. Stay with us.
To Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Good morning, everybody. It's Carrie Hines. I just want to say thank you. I have to thank you for helping us to get to 1,000 episodes of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio. It has been an incredible journey. So in honor of that auspicious occasion, it is a great honor to bring to the airways one of our classics in the vault segments. So up next, get a little closer. Up next is something that we are replaying from our Hair Radio Vault. Well, I think we'll put that off to tomorrow's show. Listen, we're back live at Thursday morning, March 21st, 2024. As promised, we have a very special guest joining us today. I'm so excited to have you guys with us. As we broadcast live, again, it's March 21st, 2024, our show number 969, as we march through 1,000 and beyond broadcasts of the On the Hair Radio Morning Show. So listen, here is a quick moment. Let me bring my colleague. You guys know Michael Hoskins. He has been with us for, Michael, you've been with us for eons. So let me just bring you back in live. You've been here with us for a long time.
And long time.
A long time as co-host of the Best Talk Radio Show. So listen, let me reintroduce you to Tara Renee, who is the driving force behind the African-American Women in Cinema event. So her website, AAWIC, which of course stands for African American Women in Cinema. It's AAWIC.org. So that's AAWIC.org. Now she has tickets. Again, Tara Renee, welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You've been with us live all week. You're part of the family here now.
Oh, very much so.
Hello,
very
Michael.
Much so, Tara Renee. And how are you this morning? I mean, I have been listening.
Wow.
And wow, you my sister, you have just blown me away with what you do. And I you are such an inspiration. You know, I'm on your your website. I signed up to get emails from you. I'm blown away, and I love it. I love it. You are an inspiration to all of us out here. Yes. Oh, you are quite welcome. Quite welcome. I was just so blown away knowing that you were going to be back. And I had been thinking, and, you know, just thinking about what to ask you. And, you know, as Carrie always says, I always approach things from a military perspective. And my perspective to ask you was this. As far as veterans, is there any advice you can give to veterans who want to get into this industry? There are a lot of us out there. You know, we want to go to a new career.
Yes. It is a lot. As a matter of fact, we are so happy to have had veterans participate in the film festival.
Wow.
They have done documentaries. And then also help us behind the scenes, taking photos, doing video. So we love veterans. We have a special place for them in our heart. And so we encourage those. We found out a lot of them like to tell stories because of their experiences. You know, and then they're very good storytellers.
Wow, how about that? Oh, man, I love you for saying that. You are so on time and on target, my sister. Oh, yeah, You are just bringing it. Thank you.
Wow. Just awesome. Well, listen, if you guys are just tuning on in, you, of course, are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Tara Renee, who is, again, the incredible force, you know, just what can I say, behind African-American Women in Cinema, kicks off today out in New York City. Her website, again, aawic.org. It's not too late to take advantage of participating and getting your tickets, all that wonderful good stuff. So again, just want to give it the old big old push here today. Represent. Let's show that we represent. We can support each other in our community. Folks are always
very
saying
much
we don't
so care.
Do enough in this way. You know, we need to do more. We're quick to run out and do for others you know, may not always be reciprocating. But here's our opportunity to show that we can stand up and force. And
So
Tara has given us, Tara Renee has given us the platform to do just that. So now, Tara Renee, you are doing 3 days. So it's starting today, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So what are some of the other days? What are the things that you're looking to get across, you want to be the takeaway for those who come out today?
Well, I want to share with everyone that several years into the execution of the film festival, we noticed that a lot of those who have been paving the way for those who are following in their footsteps, we felt have not been getting the recognition that they deserved. And so we created the Trailblazer and the Pioneer Awards. And some of the past recipients of those awards have been Regina King, Elise Neal, Nia Long, Leslie Uggams. Do you remember Leslie Uggams?
Oh,
well,
yes.
Who doesn't know kids?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Oh, the world.
Very much so. Now you talk.
You need to turn back your black card. We know who Leslie Uggams is and continues to be. Absolutely. We love her here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. See, we pay tribute to all these folks that many others may have forgotten. And I know that we all, men and women, we all stand on the shoulders of Miss Leslie Uggams and so many others out there we wouldn't be here today being able to recognize them. So thank you for that little moment. But we know Kizzy, you know, you don't remember Bell, you know, Paladin, they, you know, they might Kizzy, you know, come back. Oh, boy, so we love her. Had to take you back for a moment.
So it is in with that, and it is in within that vein that we present our honorees tonight. And so we have three trailblazers, and we have a pioneer, and they are Darnese Sills, who have trailblazed the way in the film studio world. She is the senior director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Production and Creative Partnership. At NBC Universal Launch. We have another trailblazer, Mondo Raquel Webb, who's an award-winning author and filmmaker. She made this incredible documentary called Zoo. And I have to say that prior to her film, I did not know this. So she did a film about human zoos. And this one took place 1958. Now, she created her own story behind it and shot it as a short, which won so many awards. But when I was looking at it, I saw the mother getting her little daughter ready, a cute little black girl, put the little bows in her hair. And then she took her to the zoo, and she took her, like, in this space, and then she came out in this gated area. And there was this tin bowl, looked like a dog bowl, with some food in it. And then all of a sudden, here come these white people, and they were looking and gazing at her as if she was some sort of animal. And I was just flabbergasted.
That's heartbreaking. And
to learn that that was actually true. So I had asked her what inspired her. She said, based on a photograph she saw when she was doing research. So anyway, we'll be honoring you tonight. She is an amazing trailblazing talent, trailing the path for independent filmmakers who are coming behind her, following in her footsteps. Our other trailblazer is Tanya Hoffler Moore, young, bright, rich talent. She is the vice president of video of I1 Digital, which is an Urban One company that's part of TV1. She also has written for Tyler Perry's House of Pain, Meet the Brown.
Wow.
She's directed a variety of content for major cable outlets and digital social networks such as VH1, BET, T-Digital, MTV. And then our pioneer, Lamonia Brown, a creative executive who's been around for many, many years and has helped so many. She was a former content strategist and creative executive at Warner Brothers Media 150. She is the co-chair of the Women of Color Caucus for the Writers Guild of America, and she is also the festival director for the Essence Film Festival. And she always told us that she got her start with working with the fabulous Prince.
When you say Prince, you know that we have had his actual stylist, who Kim Berry's been on our show many times. She's been she was with Prince for 28 years as his hairstylist, and Kim's a big friend to our broadcast. We'll have to get our interview on for you guys sometime next week, or maybe even tomorrow. You'll have to tune in. But I've got to say, I just love it. And Michael, I don't know if Tara heard this, Tara Renee heard this, but earlier we were talking behind the scenes right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, you know, during one of the commercial breaks. And Tara Renee, I don't know if you were here yet, but Michael, what did you tell me, Michael? And I said, you need to save that for Ms. Tara Renee herself. Do you remember what you said?
Wow, Carrie. That is a good question.
Well, I remember what you said.
Wow.
And you said that you could listen. You could listen.
Oh, that's right. I could listen to you, Tara Renee. I could listen to you all night and all day. I mean, the message that you put
that's
out
exactly
is
what
so
you
beautiful.
Said.
It is so
I
beautiful.
Said, what? Save that for Miss Tara Renee. Really great stuff. And you know what, Tara Renee? I also am raising my hand because you bring it. And I'm just
yeah.
blown away.
Very
we are
much.
Just enamored with you. You just keep doing what you're doing. Again, Tara Renee's website is AAWIC, again, African American Women in Cinema, .org. So it's AAWIC.org.
Yes.
O-R-G. So we just love it. You can get tickets. It's not too late. And
no.
still, you know, and you know, you can get that discount. I hope we can still get the folks the discount. That's KERRI24, I believe is the promo code that you're giving out. So listen, why should folks come out tonight? Why should they, Tara Renee?
Well, first of all, they will be part of history in the making because we end up being one of the most celebrated women of color programs here in New York. And so that's one, you'll be part of history. Two, you will be able to witness these incredible works. And they have not been released to the public yet. So you
wow.
get a sneak peek of all this
that's
incredible
a big
work.
Wow.
It is.
Yep, you,
wow.
yep, you will be an industry insider just by attending.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm also an industry supporter. And
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, which is important. No, I just want to say, again, we just love you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, what you are doing and what you stand for.
Oh, yes.
Just being a beacon for entrepreneurs, for others out there, for people believe in our cause. And so I'm excited. So tonight you start with the short. And that short that you're kicking off with tonight,
yeah.
I love you kind of talked a little bit about it. Can you just remind everybody again why this short was so special to show to lead off your mm-hmm. event tonight?
Yeah, you know, we are living in some very interesting times, to say the least. We are witnessing unprecedented events, things that we have never had happen. And so as a creative, a lot of times there's a term that has been used that creators are sometimes dubbed as healers, community healers, because they bring the
wow.
issue to light with a proposed solution. And so tonight, this film is dealing with racism. And it's about a Jewish girl who falls in love with an Italian guy and his mother disapproved of the relationship because she has a black son from a previous relationship. And when
wow,
she saw that, caused a lot of problems. But in
that's
the end,
a, big
a,
wow.
major, a
yeah.
major, major situation happened in the mother's life, which shifted her. And we thought that was just so timely to message that out like that.
Wow. Well, this is going to be just something you don't want to miss. And I just want to say, isn't there, because when I went to your website, again, AAWIC.org, I think I found something there where folks, even if you can't, you know, we want you to be there, but if you're 3,000 miles away or, if you, you know, our fans out in California or Vegas or wherever you are and you're tuned in right now, you can still support this. I believe that folks can make donations and all of that wonderful good stuff. Is that possible?
Yes, you can. We really appreciate it.
Great.
We do have a area on the website where you can make a donation. You will receive a letter for tax deductible purposes. for anything, $100 or more. And it's important because now more than ever, there are forces out there that's trying to slowly but surely pull our voices back from the marketplace. And but when we have a community,
and everywhere else, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, yeah, when we have a community that is known to support the art, becoming a huge, you know, subscriber of platforms, and you know, to be able to support your own, who can tell the rich stories and put it out there, it means the world to us. It means the
world. Well, nobody's going to do it the way that you're doing it, and nobody's going to, you know, do it. We, you know, the issue is that others have been telling our stories in recent times,
right.
And, you know, we can tell our own stories the best. We've lived them, and
what
I just salute
that?
You do it. Right, Women's History
How
Month.
About that?
You're doing it up out there again. Our very special guest, Miss Tara Renee, again, African American Women. You just love how I say that, Miss Tara Renee. It's a very beautiful name and quite apropos, as we say. So now, hold it, Tara Renee. Tell us again. Now, what brings you, why did you want to come to our platform here at the Hair Radio Morning Show to get this out to everybody?
Well, first of all, you and your hosts, Michael and Nicole Marie,
Nicole,
all of
yes.
these people. I had to be here just for that.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Thank
you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And your audience. I mean, your audience is our audience.
Just
and,
fabulous.
You know, hair and makeup is a big part of the film and television
exactly.
industry. You know
exactly.
that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
In front of the camera and behind.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
if the actor don't look right, it's a problem.
It's a problem. That's
yes.
right. That's right. And
yeah,
so what
so
you're doing has, thank you. So it has, it's far reaching and resonates to everything that we do. So this
Very
is the beginning
so.
Of an ongoing relationship with us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are signing up to be fans, as Michael was saying earlier, right here of the African-American Women in Cinema. And again, we want you guys to get tickets. Okay, as you know, you've been with us all week, Ms. Tara Renee. We always come to you to give that last college try push and tell
yes.
everybody, get your tickets today. Represent
That's
us
right.
here at the Radio Morning Show. Come to this kickoff
That's
event.
Right.
We just love that Tara Renee has come to our show to help kick this event off. So, Tara Renee, please take it away and tell us folks again how they can get the tickets and all the good stuff that you want to share.
Yes. Well, first of all, a big thank you again for your incredible
yeah.
support. We're able to
awesome.
Offer your audience a 50% discount on the All Access Pass, which is
$172.
So you get a half
yeah.
off. And you get to enjoy all the festivities of the festival, both in person and online, the hybrid, which is called the virtual experience, where you get to see the next generation filmmakers. And, excuse me, so you can go to the website, which is aawic.org, and you can click on any one of the festival agendas, or you can see where you can purchase the tickets. You can put in your code for the All Access Pass, which is Kerri, K-E-R-R-I, 24, when you're checking out for the All Access Pass, and it will immediately give you the 50%
awesome.
Discount. You'll get a
gift bag.
Better
than that.
Yes. And so we will be so happy to see you all there. And to enjoy the VIP reception, network with us,
and also enjoy the work that these women had labor and love for.
Okay. Well, listen, we don't, they're going to cut us off shortly, but I just want to say thank you for being our special guest co-host, Ms. Tara Renee. We're going to support AAWIC.org, the website, the event, and again, it's starting today. And we're going to try to get, I'm going to catch up with you right after the broadcast because I want to make sure that we've got coverage at that event tonight. We want to see you there. So listen, we're going to just say, yeah, thank you so much for being our special guest all week
during
the broadcast. Making the first to do so. Mike, I want to say thanks to you and Nicole Marie and our entire crew at the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. It is always a pleasure right here to do what we do and bring it each day. So we're going to get our wonderful outro on in just a moment. And just want to say tomorrow, again, it's a special show. We're looking for the Beofi Global folks to be here. And Dr. Bernard Evans should be back with Eugene Davis. So here's our outro. We'll see you back here on tomorrow's show again, 5 to 8 Central Time, 6 to 9 Eastern. Thanks so much. And make it a great day. We just did. Thank
you, guys. It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Kerry Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm a female.